I'm head coach Dan Da Silva.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to save the comment and question that I'm sure Adam has, because I don't want to take it away from him. But nice to be able to get that one against a team that is going to give you all kinds of problems in the offensive, in your defensive zone. And you, I thought you held up to the challenge pretty well.
Yeah, they're a highly skilled, you know, fast team. They have some really elite players on that side. So we were aware. We knew it was coming. They're going to get their chances. They're that good that no matter what you do, you could build a brick wall in front of them and they'd still find a way to get through and make plays. So I thought we did a pretty good job for the most part. You know, even he found a way to get 3 points, you know, McKenna does. And then you notice him every time he's on the ice, he's dangerous. But, you know, we have guys who take pride in defending, and we do have guys that we have out against them every shift, and they did, you know, the best job they could, and I thought they did great.
It was 2-2 after the first period, yet I thought you had a really good first period, 5-on-5, because you outshot them 5-on-5, 14-7. So I thought that you were really good in the opening period.
Yeah, I'd agree. I thought we had a good start. I liked our opening period. Obviously, the penalties were a bit of an issue, but we addressed it and we fixed that. But you don't want to go shorthanded too many times against that power play. It's pretty lethal. So, I thought we obviously learned our lesson from the first period. Took a bit of a step back the first 10 minutes of the second period, but then I think we responded really well, especially after they took the lead. You know, a lot of teams, again, could start feeling sorry for themselves or quit, because they're a fast team and they're coming at you all night long. So, but our guys are a resilient group, and they just fought back and chipped away, and then we finally were able to get some momentum. And you know, obviously we were able to seal the deal there in the third.
Yeah, and in the third period, I said on the broadcast, kind of felt like a third period almost from last year. You guys go up a goal and then just really lock it down, like that first 10 minutes. I think the shots were 3-2 or something like that. Just what made you guys successful there in the third?
Yeah, I thought that everyone bought in. They knew what they had to do. You know, we knew that we had to go out there, and then they were going to make a push, and they're not going to go away either, right? So we knew that we had to be disciplined. We had to manage pucks. We needed to remain on the D side of our guy, take pride in our defense. And then we wanted to spend more time in the offensive zone in general tonight. We didn't quite do that. And especially in the third period, we're protecting a lead. So we wanted to just try and grind them down, and they can't score from their own end. So we wanted to spend as much time down there as possible. And, man, I thought, you know, when we did have breakdowns, Evan Gardner was, you know, solid, unbelievable back there again for us tonight.
Yeah, and we talked about Evan Gardner maybe getting a potential World Junior look last game, but Tanner Molendijk will not be here at Christmas time. I think he'll be on that team. But just maybe the job he did on McKenna, because it seemed like he was really in his face all night.
Yeah, I mean, Tanner's, you know, an elite player on our side, and he's going to get those tough matchups too. And, you know, the special thing about Tanner too is that he's able to, you know, do such a good job against other teams' top forwards, but still provide offense for us. He finds that balance really, really well. And obviously his skating is a big part of that. But, again, yeah, we're lucky. We're obviously going to miss him while he's gone. He's a special player.
You had to overcome not having Ben Reich in your lineup tonight. He's your leading scorer. Has been tremendous for you through the first 20 games. You moved Lucas Hansen up to his line. You put Misha Volotovsky between Calvert and James. They were your checking line, and I thought they did a tremendous job for you tonight as well.
Yeah, they did. And you know, we had three centers tonight, so it was a bit of a mixed bag. Those guys kind of played with all four sets of wingers. And, you know, the beauty of it with Hanny and Volo especially is, again, they're, you know, two-way guys, you know, probably more defensive-minded guys, shutdown guys, so you feel comfortable putting them on the ice with any sets of wingers. And it's not easy to, you know, go out there every shift almost with different line mates, but those guys are so smart and so reliable that you can do that with them. And then Cooper, too, he's very, very smart, and so it's nice to throw him out with Lizzo and Parsi at times as well, and David and Oli as his line mates. So it's just, it works. You know, going 11-7 is not easy. Having 11 forwards and 7D, it's not easy, but obviously losing Reich or Ben is a big loss for our team, and hopefully he'll be back soon.
Okay. I have to ask this because it's been thrown about here the last few post-game shows amongst the players, and I'm going to ask you, put you on the spot, who's the smartest hockey guy on your roster?
How are you talking? Are you talking like
hockey sense, smart, that sort of a thing? Knows everything about every position out there and is able to execute it and perform.
Oh, man. You know, Tyler Parr is jumping out to me right now. Okay. Off the top of my head. Was a guy who would be able to, you know every position. You can stick him at center, at D, or wing. He knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, Volo's up there too. Hanny would be up there. All these guys that were 16 when I got here too, really, you know, they've always been known as to be smart players. We have a lot of smart guys in our room. Honestly, hockey IQ-wise, there's a lot of players.
Here's what Tyler Parr said.
Who?
He said Cooper Williams.
Yeah, okay. So you're trying to get me to say Cooper.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you. The thing about Cooper is,
yes, he is very, very smart. Yes. Is he here?
No, he's not.
Oh.
These guys are just smiling a lot. Molly's smiling like a Cheshire cat out there.
Yeah. Well, he had a day off yesterday, so he's happy.
Oh, yeah. not like he doesn't deserve it.
No, I know. He does. He does. Cooper is really smart. And the best thing about him is he's one of those guys where you show him one thing, or you tell him once, and it's boom, gone, like a sponge. And he goes out there and executes it and does it. So, yeah, he's going to be a heck of a player, too, in this league.
Fun to talk about this sort of stuff when you win.
You bet.
Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, we ended the one-goal game streak, but
I still consider this a one-goal game because you scored into an empty net. Hey, if Guards doesn't make the save off of Weisblatt when it's one goal, doesn't matter.
It could be a little different conversation.
It's a different conversation. As far as I'm concerned, 16 out of your 21 games this year have been one-goal games.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thanks, bud.
Head Coach Dan DeSilva of the Saskatoon Blades.